What we started seeing in the late 90s was a lot of hackers were reusing websites creatively, were screen scraping websites to build unauthorized interfaces. So, for example, at O'Reilly, we had built a market research interface to Amazon so we could go look at the competitive pricing and, like, why mouse around on Amazon when you could just build your own database by setting a program to download every computer book every 3 hours and look at the changes in ranks, look at the prices, the page counts, all these kinds. And we built this unauthorized interface, if you like. I started talking about web services, but I wanted a proof point. So I went up to Amazon. I showed them what we were doing. And I said, Jeff, you guys really ought to make this easier. We're downloading all this data and we're throwing 99% of it away. Give us the 1% we want. And it turned out he had somebody in their labs working on that very thing. So it was a great confluence where they rolled out web services. But web services have really started to take off. And I think you have to go back to watching the hackers. And the hackers tend to choose simple over complicated. And so let's look at this. A real explosion has taken off in the last few months around Google Maps. And it doesn't have an authorized API. It's just a programmer, actually a guy in New Zealand, I believe, decoded the format that they were using in Google Maps.